This podcast is about Tadej Pogačar's Bike Size 2023. I am recording this podcast on the 10th of March of the year 2023. Hello everyone, and welcome back if you are listening to or subscribe to the podcast. It is as nerdy as you can get, but you know, when you are nerdy, you can't stop it. So finally, after 3 years, I'm finally documenting the new bike of the king of the road bike, Tadej Pogačar. I did the previous documentation of his bike before his first time of winning the Tour de France, which was in 2020. And it was on the Colnago V3RS with a rim brakes. So this episode is finally an update. It took me 3 years, and the reason is because now Team UAE got the new bike, the new model, the Colnago V4RS. And finally, the racing season started, so I got my eyes on the race and the pictures from the pro photographers. So now I got the complete information. I finally release the review and documentation of Tadej Pogačar's Colnago V4RS. And the S, as you know, stands for sloping. It is a sloping type of frame. And sloping, just in case there is somebody listening, a nerdy person listening to this podcast and might not know what is a sloping frame. Sloping means the seat tube is short. And because it is short, the top tube meets the seat tube at a lower height than if it was... Basically, the top tube goes down as you look towards the back of the bike. It is not a horizontal... it's not a plain horizontal top tube. And the reason for this, to make it brief, it is to make a stronger frame. The triangle, the front and rear triangle, which are formed by the front down tube, top tube, seat tube, is a smaller, which make it stronger laterally. On the lateral stiffness, it does increase and give more power transfer to the bottom bracket, to the chain, and to the back wheel. So that's why. Maybe 30 years now, road bikes did adopt the design concept coming from the mountain bike scene, and now they did adapt it to the road bikes, and now I think you cannot find a road bike, a carbon road bike with a horizontal top tube, which is not sloping. Now. That was a long explanation, but at least if you didn't know what was the meaning of sloping frame, this is the meaning of sloping frame. It is to increase the lateral stiffness of a road bike or mountain bike. Right. So, Tadej Pogačar is 1.76 meters tall. He's the same size as 3 years ago. He did not grow up, physically, at least the height, right? He's probably stronger than even 3 years ago. So he's 1.76 meters, and he rides the size 485 millimeters, which is the meaning of Colnago frame chart. Because I just took the time to explain, it is a sloping frame. If it was a horizontal, which means if the seat tube was longer and allowing the top tube to meet at a horizontal plane, it would be the equivalent of a 54 centimeter frame, 54 frame. It is approximately 53.5, 54. So if we round it, it would be a 54 centimeter frame. But on the Colnago frame chart, it is, the reference is 485 millimeter, which is actually pretty much a carbon copy of the previous model, of the V3RS. It is pretty much the same frame geometry, just a slight difference with the top tube length is 2 millimeters different, and the seat angle and the head tube angle are different. And this gives a few millimeters of difference, so it's not a big, big difference. The main work on this frame basically was with the carbon fiber orientation. They were trying to make it the frame more responsive for the riders. So it's not something like to make it. They didn't try. Okay, allow me to make it easier to understand explanation. They did not try to make it lighter. They did focus on making the frame more reactive. And if you listen to the comment of any riders riding the V4RS from the UAE team, everybody says the same. Like they say, like when you stand on the pedal, the bike just go fast. So making the bike go fast forward is very important, but it's also trying to keep the balance with the frame staying comfortable. So apparently I did not ride neither the V3RS or the V4RS. So I'm just talking about the geometry and what was trying Colnago to achieve with the new model. Apparently it works good because as of the March, 10th of March, Tadej already won several races. So and we are only in March, so it is very good. Of course, Tadej is a very good. Right. So now I took time to explain about the bike. So let's talk about the fitting of Tadej on his bike. So the saddle is set at 737 millimeters height. This is measured from the center of the bottom bracket to the top of the saddle. And Tadej changed the saddle. This year he's apparently racing with a Prologo dimension. It is a French word, so my pronunciation will be dimension. It's dimension. It is a 245 millimeters saddle length. It's a short. The front is shorter than the previous model, which was a Mac, the Scratch M5. Sorry, it's 5 millimeters shorter. The saddles. The saddle is set at 571 millimeters from the front of the saddle to the center of the handlebar at the junction with the stem, and that's pretty much it is actually the same as on the previous bike. So they did achieve this adjusting the saddle, and the seat post is the same. It got 15 millimeters set back. It is with a 61 millimeters setback. I'm referring to the saddle setback. It is 61 millimeter. The stem is actually longer than the previous setup. It was 120 millimeters on the V3RS. Now it is a 130 millimeters. And the stem is actually a NV carbon stem. The NV is a sponsor of the team. It is not a sponsor, sorry. It is a supplier. For this year, they supply the wheels, the handlebars, the stems. So Tadej is racing with a 130 millimeters NV stem, and the handlebar is also the NV aero bar, which is 400 millimeters width. So it is narrower. Tadej did change the handlebar. The previous handlebar on the V3 was 420, so it got narrower. And this is to optimize the front drag with a shorter, more narrow handlebar. You increase the efficiency of the drag. You decrease the drag, basically, so it's more efficient. And if you look at the Pro Proton, there is a huge trend of narrow handlebars nowadays. So it's very convenient for many, many things, but it's mainly It is basically it costs nothing to optimize the drag just by changing the width of the handlebar. That's a pro tip. So that's 400 millimeters width for the handlebar. The cranks are 172.5, so it's same as before. The chain rings are the Shimano. This year is Shimano setup, so the chain rings are the 54 and 40 inner. That's the new Shimano standard. It used to be the 53-39, so you can say sayonara to that setup. It is nowadays 54-40. This is a modern bike crank setup. The pedals are also the Shimano, and the gears, everything is Shimano Dura-Ace DI2, 12-speed group set with disc brakes. The front disc are 160, sorry, the front disc is 160 millimeters, the disc rotor size, and the rear one is a 140 rotor. And both rotors are the XTR model, not the road model, but the XTR. The reason is because they are stiffer than the road model. They are stiffer. And why it is important is because when you are climbing a hill and you hear the disc rattling on the brake pads, well, when you are a pro rider or even not a pro rider, but you want to make sure you don't have anything that take away some of your power. So that's why they are racing with XTR disc rotors. And what I wanted to say actually is 160 at the front, it's many top pro climbers are among the pro are racing with front and rear 140 millimeters disc rotors. So it is very interesting to see that Tade is not taking risk, trying to save like few grams, literally few grams. It's like, I did a review once, I think it's like 10 grams difference between the 140 and 160 millimeters disc rotor. So Tade is not taking risk with this. He is going with a 160 and the disc cool better when the bigger it is. That's the reason to catch a bigger one. Right, so I did talk about the fitting on the bike. So the wheels are the NV carbon wheels. Obviously, the whole team got access to the four models of rims. They got, but the main one used by Tade is the 45 millimeters rim deep, which is a well, the code name of the rims or the wheels are the SES 4.5. So it's quite easy to remember. But of course, they got access to the four models, which are the 2.3, 3.4, and the deeper one, the 6.7. And the wheels are spinning on ceramic bearings. And also, the bottom bracket and the headset are from ceramic speed bearings, which are ceramic, obviously, as the name says. But why I'm saying this is because the wheels have their own ceramic bearings on their own. And the tires also changed this year for 2023. Until last year, the team was racing on Pirelli tires. This year, they are racing on the Continental tires. And obviously, the type and size depend of the race profile. So there is no particular preference. They will take the best option depending on the stage profile. So what I'm talking about is it's going to be tubeless, tubular, or clincher. It doesn't matter which one. It's going to be adapt to the race. So let's say if it's a big climb on the Tour de France in the Alps, it's going to be tubular. That's the lightest one. That's what they will race with. But otherwise, on the flat course, it will be tubeless. And on some other stage, it's going to be a clincher type. Right, so I think I talk about everything. Yeah, pretty much. And, well, thank you very, very much for listening if you're still here at this time. And I hope to catch you on the next episode. Thank you very much.